This is Positive Business. This is Patricia Raskin, AM 790 Talk and Business. Everything positive, everything business. Patricia Raskin, Positive Business, AM 790 Talk and Business.
Hi, everyone. We are back in our second half of our second hour of Positive Business, and I'm Patricia Raskin with my great co-host today. Terrific and great. I'm going to do both.
I've been upgraded.
That's right. Gil Lantini, who is the founder of RISBJ, Rhode Island Small Business Journal. And again, I want to say you're really doing a lot for small business in Rhode Island with this publication, really giving us a voice.
Thank you. You're so kind to me. And I appreciate it.
I happen to like you.
Thanks.
I mean, in addition to all of that. And I also think that you really have spent a lot of time really seeking out small businesses that are making a difference, Gil.
And it's important because I don't think they get enough recognition. So.
And we have another leading star in small business with us.
A rock star.
That's right.
Small business rock star.
That's right. His name is Eric Shore. He's founder and president of PC Troubleshooters, which provides small to medium-sized businesses technology consulting, solutions, and support. Welcome, Eric.
Well, welcome, and you guys are too kind. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, and I know that today we're going to talk about XP. XP, and you wrote about this. You wrote about Windows XP recently in Providence Business News.
Yeah, we were really excited to get some press there because this is an issue that is coming up now that a lot of people need to know about. So Windows XP was an operating system that's 12 years old now. It came out in 2001, and it was a very popular operating system for computers. That's, you know, the software that runs the computer. And so Microsoft has announced the end of life of Windows XP. It sounds pretty ominous there, end of life. But essentially, you know, Microsoft has decided come April of 2014, so that's kind of around the corner at this point, we're not supporting it anymore. And so, well, you may think, no big deal, right? Well, it is actually a big deal, and that's why we wrote the article. And that's why I'm here today. I want to talk to you guys about
it. And that is a big deal. I've always used a Mac, so I'm not relating as much. You might be relating more.
We'll just kind of leave you out of the discussion, right?
I love Macs, by the way, too. But we're talking about XP today.
Right. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't feel that kind of that I might feel if I were a Windows user.
Right. But there are about, out of all the Windows users out there, and there's hundreds and millions of them right now, a third are still using Windows XP. So this is going to be a big problem for a lot of people, and soon.
What's the solution?
Well, there's a few things going on with that, and you know, so let's talk about first end of life, right? So Microsoft has decided they are stopping support of it. So come April of next year, Microsoft will not be giving any more phone support for Windows XP. They will not be, and here is a big one, they will not be writing any more patches or fixes for any of the security holes that they find.
Eric, why? Why are they doing this? Do they say why?
Well, you know, XP has been a very popular operating system for a dozen years now. And at some point, they need to move forward. And so there's Windows 7 that's out, that's great, and then there's Windows 8 that's still a work in progress.
So let's talk about operating systems. So I want your opinion. Okay, so Windows ME comes out terrible, XP comes out much better. Then we go to Windows Vista at some point, and it was for most people it was horrendous, and I agreed with that. Windows 7 comes out, which I actually thought was pretty great, and it had a very short shelf life. And then there's this dramatic change to Windows 8. I mean, why do you think, in your opinion, you know, why with Vista having so many problems and then 7 being good, why did 8, you know, change so much? And now, you know, people are freaking out because there's no start button and all this other stuff. I mean, in your opinion, why did it happen like that? And what are your feelings on the newer operating systems?
First of all, Windows 7 is great. Stable operating system. It's used by about 40% of the Windows world right now. So it's very popular, very solid. And that's my current recommendation for most people. It's proven. It's tested. Businesses, you know, can run their all of their software very successfully on it. Now, Windows 8 is a dramatic shift, and it's very different than Windows 7. It looks different, it feels different, and a lot of people are very nervous about it, and they haven't adopted it yet. Now, I have to say, I really like Windows 8 for a few reasons. One of them is it's based, they redesigned the graphical user interface, or GUI, that's what you see on the screen, to make it more friendly for mobile and tablet use. However, where it's not very friendly and where it got away from what people are accustomed to is the desktop, right? It's kind of hidden behind what's called Tile World. And that's the screen that comes up initially. And it's more, you know, it's more boxy and square-like. It's really designed for a tablet. And that's where Microsoft and the rest of the world, by the way, is moving towards. You know, PC sales are way down. I don't know if you've seen... you know, Dell's latest earnings report, but they were down 72% because people aren't buying traditional PCs as much as they used to. They're not buying laptops as much as they used to. They're buying tablets and mobile devices and other things. So the interface changed, and so Microsoft is trying to get people more used to a Windows tablet environment, which I really like for Windows. But desktop, I don't like it, but that's changing.
But can you do as much on a tablet, Eric, as you can do on a computer? I know I can't do as much on an iPad as I can do on my Mac.
That's true, but a Windows 8 tablet is kind of the best of both worlds because Windows 8, the desktop, the traditional desktop that you're accustomed to, is kind of hidden behind Tile World or the interface. As a little side note, Microsoft is coming out with Windows 8.1, where they're putting the start button back in. And they're also putting a mode back in where it will boot right to the desktop, so it'll feel a little bit more like Windows 7. So stay tuned. That's coming out in the next month or two.
So in your opinion, though, and I know when I was looking at a new laptop, there's a lot of Windows 8 laptops that are not touchscreen, and it doesn't seem to make sense. So
it doesn't.
You know, in your opinion...
I would stay away from that and stick with Windows... and Windows 7.
Right.
So the upgrade path, right? So if you still have Windows XP right now, because that's what we're really here to talk about today. If you have Windows XP, you need to really start thinking about moving forward and getting onto Windows 7. Or if you have a tablet, considering Windows 8.
All right, hold on. I want to open this up for calls. If any of you have Windows XP and you're in the situation Eric is describing where it's going to stop... Correct? There's going to be no more production.
No more support.
No
Windows
support.
XP has already been out of production for many years now.
But the support will end as of
April of 2014.
All right. So call now and you can speak to Eric Shore, who is president of PC Troubleshooters. And he can walk you through some advice and some troubleshooting, which is what you do, PC Troubleshooters, if you call us, and call us now at 437-5000, 437-5000 or 888-345-0790. Your questions for Eric Shore, particularly about Windows XP, because the support is going away.
You got it.
Okay. All right. So go ahead, Eric. Just want you to put that shout out for people to call you.
Absolutely. I would love it. Anyway, so here's the big deal with Windows XP. So since Microsoft is stopping writing security patches and fixes, and Microsoft issues those on a weekly basis because there's a lot of bad guys out there, a lot of hackers, and we're not talking about kids now that are in their basements here. We're talking about professional criminal syndicates that make hundreds of millions of dollars a year are looking to get into your computer. Once Microsoft stops supporting XP, they will have an easier time of getting into your Windows XP computer, and that's a problem.
Wow.
So Windows 7 is more secure. Windows 8 is more secure.
Why is that, Eric? I don't understand why it would make it easier.
Because Microsoft is going to stop issuing fixes for all of what's called an exploit. An exploit is a hole into the operating system that someone finds.
So now they'll start offering fixes.
Well, they will start taking advantage of those security holes that are now going to go unfixed.
Got it.
So your Windows XP machines after April will become a big fat target for people who are trying to get into your system to steal banking information, credit cards, use your computer for who knows what. You know, so that makes it a big target.
So your suggestion is to move over to another system and take everything off of that system that you have on it?
My suggestion would be to actually get a new computer, because it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to take an older computer and pour lots of money into it to try to upgrade it.
Okay.
Because that's exactly what you would have to do. If you have a Windows XP system right now, you have to wipe it clean, then go buy the license for Windows 7 or Windows 8, load it on there. You're into it for a few hundred bucks at that point. And I would much rather see everyone out there take that couple hundred dollars or few hundred dollars and go and buy a new computer that's brand new, it's fast, and it has a warranty. So that's a much better investment than trying to upgrade an older Windows XP machine.
So, Eric, can you talk to the – I think there's this fear – and maybe I hope it's not just me, that when you get a new computer, you have to move everything over, and not just your files, but I don't have the disks for my software, I don't have my license keys, you know, because it may have been 3, 4, 5, or in some cases, you know, even more years, you know, that you had your old laptop or your old computer. Is there an easy way, are you able to work with people and really help them through that process of moving everything over through an upgrade?
We do that a lot. A lot of people bring their computers into us, and it's called the migration. And, we have software and special tools that we use to read those install keys off of the existing hard drive. And many times, more often than not, we're able to successfully move a program. But there's some other pitfalls with that, too, because if you have older versions of software, they may not run on the newer versions. Mm-hmm. And that brings up another point as well, why you want to move off of Windows XP. Because once the world stops supporting Windows XP, there's not going to be any more software that's going to be compatible with it. You may not be able to take your new version of QuickBooks and load it onto a Windows XP computer anymore.
And what if there was an application? I know that I've had some old applications that won't even open now because they're not made anymore. What if there's an old application on that Windows XP that now you can't open anymore, so shouldn't you be transferring it over and putting it on something else?
That's one of the reasons why you want to stay up to date with your computers, because if you have a system, a legacy system that's too old, you have problems moving it later.
Mm.
And so that's why, you know, every couple of years, I advise people upgrade their software.
Yeah.
You know, QuickBooks comes out with a new version every year. Microsoft comes out with some new versions every year.
There
you
want
to stay on top of it.
There was a software program. I don't know if they had it on Windows, but it was called Ready, Set, Go. I don't know if you remember it, but it was Ready, Set, Go. It was on the Mac years ago. And so I used this for a long, long time. And several of my documents are in that. Well, I can't open that anymore. That's not even made. So if I didn't move it up to Word, which would have been the right thing to do, then because Word is universal.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I'm learning now to try to get more into universal systems rather than these, you know, specific
ones. It's a good idea. You don't necessarily have to upgrade every year, but I would say every 2 to 3 years you want to make sure you have the latest software so you stay up to date, because if you don't, then at some point you're going to have trouble moving your software and other applications that you need over to the new system.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back,
I will ask the first question. All right.
The first question will be from Gil Lantini, who is president of Rhode Island Small Business Journal and founder, I should say. And, you know, for small businesses, this is a wonderful publication. It's free to the public, and it's in banks and...
supermarkets, banks, coffee shops.
Wonderful. Yeah. And I write for the journal, and...
And you're fantastic.
Oh,
every month, you get better and better.
Oh, thank you, Gail. Your flattery. So,
they're always late, but they get better
and
better.
That's right, they are always late. And there are articles in there, technology articles, too. I don't know if you're in there as well.
Yeah, we write articles almost every month now.
Okay, so read Eric's articles. And our guest in the studio is Eric Shore, founder and president of PC Troubleshooters, which provides small to medium-sized businesses technology consulting, solutions, and support. And you can call right after the break. And do ask Eric questions about Windows XP, because if you have it, it's going to be a real problem for you with no support after April of 2014. And he's an expert in this and can show you how to navigate out of this and move to the next step. The number is 437-5000 or 888-345-0790, so do call us. And how can people find you, Eric, after that?
At pctrouble.com or 1-800-782-3988.
Again, 800-
782-3988.
All right, if you forget all that, just write to Patricia, patriciaraskin.com. You're listening to Positive Business, and I'm Patricia Raskin, right here with Gil Lantini from Rhode Island Small Business Journal. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Positive Business. This is Patricia Raskin, AM 790 Talk and Business. Everything positive, everything business. Patricia Raskin, Positive Business, AM 790 Talk and Business.
Hi, everyone. We're back. That's such an amazing introduction. Everything business, everything positive, everything Patricia. Kind of cute.
Yeah.
All right. And then we have Gil. It's not just everything Patricia Raskin today. It's also part of that is Gil Lantini, who is president of and founder of Rhode Island Small Business Journal. And I'm very happy to have you come on once a month and be my co-host.
I'm very happy to be here.
Yes. It's really... And you know, Gil, I mean, you've really been through the entrepreneurial ventures. I mean, you've been through the successes, you've been through the ups and downs, and you're not afraid to start again and try new things. And a year and a half in, and look at this wonderful journal.
You know, I do think failure is just such a learning experience, and I feel like a lot of people are afraid of failure, or if they fail, they don't really acknowledge it. They just kind of want to forget about it. But you know, failure is one of the best teachers we have, and I think learning from that and moving on is really important. So,
yeah, just right. And our guest in the studio is another entrepreneur, small business owner here in Rhode Island. Eric Shore, founder and president of PC Troubleshooters, which provides small to medium-sized businesses technology consulting, solutions, and support. And we're talking about Microsoft Windows XP and how it's going to be ending. All the support's going to be ending in April of 2014. Welcome back, Eric.
Thank you.
And you're going to be doing a workshop for people about this.
Yes, yes. For business owners that are still running Windows XP, we have a lunch and learn coming up on Thursday, September 26th at noontime at my office on Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick.
PC Troubleshooters.
Yes, PC Troubleshooters. And we will be talking about Windows XP and some strategies on dealing with this issue before the April deadline comes up.
Should people bring their computers with them?
No, they don't have to bring their computers. Just bring their notebooks and an appetite. We'll be giving them lunch.
What's for lunch? That's the most important.
What would
question.
You like for well, lunch?
You know, because I might
I'll
show
you
up
to
it. If it's if it's good, I might show
okay,
up.
Okay,
you know?
Good.
I don't have Windows XP, but for a free lunch,
all right,
I'm in.
There we go.
So you're talking about software and upgrading software often. So my question is, now Microsoft has moved to the model of where you can pay monthly.
Yes.
Do you think that's a good idea, or do you still recommend to buy the software and then every few years upgrade?
You know, the verdict is out on that one, because the model of a subscription-based software model does have its appeal, because you never have to worry about buying a new version of software again. And so Microsoft is starting to do that. Adobe is doing that as well with its Photoshop and Creative Suite. You can't even buy it anymore.
Right.
It's just available on a monthly subscription fee. So it's nice, because you pay the fee every month and you have access to the latest and greatest software and support whenever it comes out.
I think that's smart, because it was very expensive to buy.
Well, there is a downside to it, and that's it's not saving anyone any money. As a matter of fact, it's the opposite. It's
really?
Actually costing you a little more money. But you never have to worry about it. You pay the fee, and then you have
and
the support.
And you get the upgrades.
And you get the upgrades automatically when they come out.
But through the course of 1 year, you've probably already paid as much as you would have paid just to buy the software outright, and you probably would have kept it for multiple years.
That's true.
In the past.
That's true. Yeah. And the same thing goes for cloud computing. It doesn't necessarily, and I know we spoke about that on previous shows, but there's monthly fees, and it doesn't necessarily save you money, but there's other factors of why you want to do it. Convenience and
yeah, because
things.
For example, Photoshop. I mean, I have it, but I have an old version.
Right,
and it's probably illegal too.
Oh, Gil.
Sorry.
I did not hear that. By the way,
I hope
otherwise
not.
I might have to turn you into the software police.
You know, I have to admit the main reason I went to the Microsoft pay monthly model. Because I when I bought a new laptop, I'm paying monthly. Is because the version I had was probably questionable. So I thought I was doing a good thing by paying Microsoft.
Absolutely.
Money.
You did the right thing, Gil. And Microsoft thanks you.
Now, all the other software, we don't need to talk about that. But Microsoft, at least, gets my money now.
Right. So in this workshop, you're going to be talking about the Windows XP, but you also you also work with other things like the cloud computing. I mean, that's another thing that you work with in your business.
Well, we're technology consultants, and the whole world is being taken over by advanced technology. Everything is interconnected. Everything is connected to the internet now. So we work on a lot of stuff, cloud computing, video surveillance systems. That's another big and growing part of our business. And I'm even now starting to experiment with smart home technology. I just bought a new home in East Greenwich, and I am now putting in some smart technology in there, including automating temperature, locks, lighting, and security. So there's a lot of things that we do. Through the computer, yeah. Through my phone, I can control my entire house, just like I can control an office and all my office computers. So there's a lot of different things that we work on, anything technology at this point.
I want to ask you what you would say to people about safety and security, because you mentioned, you know, when XP kind of dies in terms of support, that people who keep Windows XP are at risk for hackers.
You are.
So what would you say now to people? Because a lot of us are worried about security. We do the best we can. But what are some tips?
The tips are that if you're running older software, make sure that you're doing the updates, that you have an up-to-date antivirus, that you have your firewall on. Those are all very important things. But the most important thing is if you're using Windows XP, start planning now to upgrade, move yourself over to Windows 7 or Windows 8, or even buy a Mac. Macs are great as well.
I love my Mac. I do.
Good. I'm glad. We're not here to talk about Macs.
Okay, Gil.
Sorry, I brought it up. But it is a viable option, and it's a secure option as well. Macs have pretty good security, and I wouldn't say they're 100% secure, but they're a much smaller target for hackers, so they're definitely tougher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and there's a lot of support there. You know, they have a lot of support. But so if anybody has an issue right now, if you have Windows XP, I would really suggest, this is Patricia speaking, that you call
the
PC
Mac
Trouble.
User.
That's right. You call PC Troubleshooters and you speak directly to Eric about what your plans are for the future, because you don't want to be caught short. Right.
You don't want to do this at the last minute. Come April of next year, you don't want to be in a situation where you're scrambling to secure your systems or upgrade then. Take care of it now.
All right. And people, they can call you, Eric, at 401-921-2607.
You got it.
All right. And you had an 800 number, too.
1-800-782-3988. Or visit us on the web at pctrouble.com.
Okay. Thanks so much for being on the program.
Thanks for having me again.
And thank you, my dear Gil Lantini, who likes to tease me.
I do not. That's not true.
And Gil Lantini is president and founder of Rhode Island Small Business Journal, and he will be back on with us next month. I believe it's the 20th of September.
Very exciting show. We won't even talk about it. We'll just leave people in suspense.
Oh, yeah, no, it's very. So we have some really top-notch guests.
Not that we don't today, because, I mean, you know.
That's right.
But.
All right. Thanks so much, Gil. It's always fun. And folks, listen to my show tomorrow on Saturday on Pro, Patricia Raskin Positive Living from 3 to 5. And log on to patriciaraskin.com or patricia@patriciaraskin.com. And I'm cooking up a new show that I'll be telling you about soon.